Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $300 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $300 into something bigger when you bet on money lines, spread, totals, player props.
$300 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You're listening to Adam Carriker on The Ticket on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Adam Carriker on The Ticket. Hope you're having a glorious Monday, a glorious start to hopefully a phenomenal week. All right. I am joined now by a Husker legend, a 1999 first team All Big 12 performer, a second team All American, a third round pick of the Green Bay Packers, a former national champion. And I thought this stat was very interesting. Nebraska position record holder for the defensive line for most PBUs in a career with 10, Mr. Stephen Warren. How you doing, my friend?
I'm good, man. I'm good. How about yourself, man? How's everything going?
Dude, life is good. I appreciate you joining me. And I'm sure you've been asked about this a million times, so I'm going to be that guy that asked you this 1,000,001 time. And then we'll move on. All right, what are your quick thoughts on Trev Alberts going to A&M? And then what are your thoughts on new AD Troy Dannon?
You know, in this day and age with people job jumping and kids transferring 5 schools in 2 years, like, I'm not surprised by anything anymore, to tell you the truth. So, yeah, does it suck to lose an AD when you're not expecting it? Yeah, it does. But, you know, we've got to adapt like everybody else does to difficult times. And hopefully the new guy coming in, I don't know a lot about him. Hopefully he does a good job and continues to build off what they're building down there right now.
It's interesting because, you know, I was born in Hastings, moved when I was three due to my dad's job up the state of Washington. So I grew up about 4 hours from Seattle and UW. And so I got a lot of people up there that I still keep in contact with. He hadn't even moved his family. He'd been there for about 5-6 months. He hadn't even moved his family up to Seattle yet.
Wow.
So maybe that was a little bit of an indicator that he wasn't, you know, exuberant about there. But I do know he reached out early on about this job here at Nebraska. So he seems legit excited to come back home to the Midwest. All right, man. So talk to me about the defense. I want to talk a little bit of football here. The defensive line last year was so young. There were so many question marks, so much inexperience, and then they went out and they played really good football. Ty Robinson, Hutmaker, across the board. We had freshmen that stepped up, true freshmen that stepped in and played well. What were your thoughts on why the defensive line, with so much inexperience and youth, was able to be one of the best units on Nebraska's football team last year?
I mean, you played the game long enough that you gotta credit that to coaching, right? Like, you got to credit that to somebody coming in and identifying what kids' strengths are and what the weaknesses are, and for them to buy in on whatever that coach is telling them they need to work on. And so I'm gonna credit it to coaching, man. And then just, you know, the will to want to get better. You know, none of these kids wanted to be here these last few years and struggle and get talked about in social media and lose games. Even though the record, you know, of course, didn't look great last year still, and no bowl games still. I think on the defensive side of the ball, I was excited about what I saw, and especially up front with those guys. You know, it looks like they have something to build on, and I'm glad those guys came back too, that they had the opportunity to go or maybe transfer or do whatever they were going to do. I think they made the right decision by coming back.
Dude, they're pretty much all coming back. How good can the defensive line, and we don't want to overhype it, but man, offseason Kool-Aid sure tastes good. So let's just have some fun. How good can that defensive line, and the defense is an overall with Tony White coming back and a lot of the guys on defense coming back. How good do you think that defense can be next year?
You know, I think they could be, you know, a top 15, top 20 unit, right? It all starts up front. And with that defensive line coming back, if they can continue to do what they did last year with the guys that played, and then find another unit that can come in and spell them and create a two deep or a third, a third guy that can come in and have no drop off, then that's where defenses take the next level, is when you can start subbing guys and keeping guys fresh and still get after the quarterback and still stop the run. That's when everybody as a unit gets better. The linebackers flow better. The defensive backs cover better. But it all starts with that defensive line and that front seven of doing their job of getting after the quarterback and stopping the run. So if they continue to do what they did, and if they find a second unit that can be just as good when they're off the field, you know, they can easily be a top 15, top 10 unit.
Dude, depth would be huge. I mean, that would be not only in case you get banged up with injuries and whatnot, but just rotating guys. I mean, you know as well as I do. We're big. We're running hard. We get tired, man. We can be in great shape, but we still get tired. We got to rotate and keep each other fresh, especially up front. So that depth would be huge for multiple reasons. All right, so you talked about coaching. Yeah. Coach Knighton, the defensive line coach. Did you cross over in the league at all during your playing time in the league with Pot Roast at all, or how did that work?
You know, I can't remember quite his playing days or mine. I'm sure there was some crossover in years. I think Niles Paul is on our staff with the academy, and I think that he said that they may have played together. But I never had any interaction with him, you know, during my NFL time or my times around there. But so I don't know him that well. I've only met him a handful of times, just in passing down at the university, down at the stadium. So, but I'm excited about those guys, man. I think he did a great job of coaching those dudes up last year.
All right, we got a question from a fan here. Ken E says, "Who are going to be the tone setters on the line?" Now, the guys that stick out immediately are Huttmacher, Robinson. Okay. Who else do you think can possibly step up and help be another tone setter, whether it be the D-line or even the offensive line? Because let's be honest, football games are won in the trenches. Who kind of sticks out to you?
I mean, those two are the obvious two. And I think the kid, for me, I'm more of a defensive guy. I think the kid that was the freshman last year that had I can't remember his name right now. It came from IMG, I believe, that was a good pass rusher. I think he takes another step this year and really becomes a dominant, you know, third down guy. So besides those obvious two, I think that kid is probably the one to take the next big step and make a bigger name for himself.
I believe you're referring to Lenhardt, who played really well as a freshman a year ago.
Yeah.
So I got a random question. And if I'm remembering this wrong, that's okay. I don't mind looking silly on air. Did you used to wear overalls at times in the past?
No, that wasn't me. That was Sheldon Jackson. That was Sheldon that used to wear the overalls. Same years, a good buddy of mine while we were at school. So I was probably pictured a few times with him in those overalls. But that was Shel Diggity.
So when I was a young guy, I think I was a true freshman, maybe a redshirt. We had a former player, and I couldn't remember if it was you. It was probably Sheldon. They came back and talked to us, and I just remember he had overalls on, and he was quite enthusiastic in his speech. So I couldn't remember if that was you, and I was probably Sheldon. All right, a couple of questions about your playing days. Yeah, you're probably right. So a couple of questions about your playing days.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $300 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $300 into something bigger when you bet on money lines, spread, totals, player props.
$300 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
All right, so 99, you guys have a great season. Go to win the championship of the Big 12 championship, go to the Fiesta Bowl, spank Tennessee. Okay, what was that feeling like? Because the one loss during the regular season was to Texas. What was that feeling like to get that revenge game and beat up on Texas to win the Big 12 championship that year in 1999?
Everybody knows that Texas, Nebraska, the bad blood, the hate Nebraska fans have for Texas schools in general. It felt really good because that was the only trip up we had down in Texas that year. And we felt like, and we knew we were the best team in the country, but you know, the one loss and the computers at the time didn't feel so great about us. So we had to go to the Fiesta Bowl and do what we did to Tennessee. So, It was good, man. It was good, but it's always one of those things that you look back on it on the what ifs. You know, what if we would have taken care of business in Texas? You know, would we have, you know, some of us getting our second or third ring? So that is a little bittersweet for us, even though we won the Big 12 and won the Fiesta Bowl, and it's still one of those we look back on like, man, we should have been national champions. And so it's kind of one of those things, because it's still, even though it's success there, it's still kind of, for the guys that played there, it's still like that cloud for us a little bit. At least in my opinion, it is for me.
So that actually leads perfectly into my next question, because the teams that played for the national title that year in the Sugar Bowl was Florida State undefeated. They had Peter Warwick, and then Virginia Tech was undefeated. They had Michael Vick. And I remember watching that national title game. And man, Michael Vick just about won that thing by himself. He sure tried as a freshman, right. I might add. They still ended up losing by 17. So my question to you is this, and I've asked Coach Solich this, I've asked numerous guys on that 99 team this. So I got to ask you, if you guys get that crack at Florida State, who comes out on top in that game?
We do.
Of course.
The style of play, I mean, them passing the ball around, perfect, right? Like, we have DBs, we have pass rushers, we have all that. You know, that's good. They've got a quarterback that stands in the pocket, that's not mobile. That's our game. Then they have to stop us from running the ball, right, and controlling the clock. So we win that game. We win that game. Now, on the reverse side, I think Virginia Tech would have been more of a hurdle for us because we always struggled with mobile quarterbacks. The mobile quarterback, if you look back in our history, those are the guys that really kind of bit us, right? It wasn't the guys that stood in the pocket. It was the guys that can move around a little bit and make things happen with their feet. So we much rather would have played Florida State anyway, but we definitely come up with that win.
All right, so you are the owner of the Warren Academy. So tell people a little bit about the Warren Academy, what you do there, how they can get in contact with you if they want to bring their athlete, their football player, to come and learn from some of the best around.
So Warren Academy is our sports academy, right? We train athletes. We specialize in football. We do train soccer athletes. We're partnered with Sporting Nebraska, so we train their athletes out of the same facility we're housed in on 147th and Giles at the Omaha Sports Complex. But our primary specialty, of course, is football. We are diving back in, all in on football. So we're training everything from 10-year-old up to college and guys that want to play professional football at every position. We've got great coaches, Tony Veland, some of the guys you guys might know, Niles Paul, David Horn. There's a list of guys that Jamel Williams that are coaching, that are former Nebraska guys that are helping with this program. We have a 7-on-7 program that travels. We've been to Dallas and we've been to Oklahoma. We just came back from Kansas yesterday where we did really well. Won one championship and finished in the Final Four in all divisions and played for two championships, won one. So we're all about development. You know, our motto this year is development over hype. Because right now in this day and age, you know, you see all the hype, right? You see all the stuff and kids getting the early offers and the fake offers and all this kind of stuff. And our thing preaching to our kids is focus on the development and don't worry about the hype, right? Focus on being better at your craft, being better at your position, learning the game of football, and that stuff takes care of itself if you go out there and make plays and you do the things that you need to do. So with that, you know, the training aspect, the sports performance side of it with the strength and conditioning and the speed and agility, we've got great speed coaches, we've got great strength coaches, we've got good consultants and people that come in and help us with our programming and make sure we're doing things, you know, from a scientific standpoint. We're excited about where we are in this sports world, and we're excited about being back to being all in on football. In the past few years, we trained, you know, athletes from all sports, and we've had a good record of doing that, but we felt like to our core, we're football people. So we're looking forward to getting back and doing more with the game of football and growing that here in Nebraska even more.
All right, man, one last question for you. You've also got a big heart for giving back to the community. You're a part of the Dream Org. I'm reading straight from your Twitter bio here, which does not want to pull up, but now it's going to let me see it. It features after-school programs, mentoring scholarships, athletics and vehicle donations, mentoring youth, inspiring dreams. If people want to learn more or help out with Dream, how do they go about doing that?
Follow our website, joindream.org. The funny thing is Warren Academy is actually a program underneath of Dream. So it's still part of that mission of giving back and helping kids. Dream is, the umbrella for it all. So we do after school programs and we do mentoring. And then the sports side of things are our three main pillars. We wanted to make sure that we're doing right by these kids in the community, and that the kids from all walks of life, especially those kids that need a little bit of a hand up, are getting the access and the things that they need. So please go in, donate, find out what we're doing, help us out, help us help these kids. We love and we're passionate about, our community, and the state of Nebraska has done a lot for me, right? Like, I can honestly say that if I didn't play Nebraska football, I don't know how much access that the things that we do with Dream would be there. But because I did, and because of what we're doing now, and because the state loves their Huskers, they have supported us. They keep supporting us, and we keep doing great things. We're going to keep doing as long as we get the support that we need from the community, which has been coming, and we need it to come even more now these days.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, I want to thank Steve for joining me. All right, go support the Dream organization. Check out the Warren Academy, as always. Thank you for joining me, Steve. And real quick, before we go to break, if you got any questions, it's your last chance to submit them before we get to the people segment when we come back. Submit them, call or text 402-464-5685. We'll be right back.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.